SBS Radio.
Nah, sekali lagi jika Anda ingin memberikan saran atau masukan, Anda dapat kirimkannya lewat Facebook atau ke indonesian.program@sbs.com.au, atau Anda dapat kontak langsung kami di 02943031 35 atau 03992208. Nah, kita akan beralih ke topik yang lain, yaitu tentang Komisi Royal terhadap kualitas rumah-rumah lansia yang berlatar belakang bukan penutur bahasa Inggris, yang akan disampaikan oleh Bapak Riki Kusumo berikut ini.
Saudara pendengar, The Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia telah meluncurkan toolkit baru yang dirancang untuk membantu warga Australia yang lebih tua yang beragam secara budaya dan bahasa atau culturally and linguistically diverse, disingkat CALT, keluarga serta pengasuh mereka berkontribusi pada Komisi Royal Perawatan Lansia. Berikut ini rangkuman tentang hal itu yang disusun oleh Amy Hall. Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia atau disingkat FECA telah mengembangkan perangkat baru untuk orang-orang yang berbahasa utama mereka bukan bahasa Inggris. Sumber daya termasuk buku pedoman yang menjelaskan tujuan dan proses Komisi Royal dalam bahasa Inggris yang sederhana, kartu percakapan untuk membantu orang-orang dari berbagai latar belakang budaya berbagi cerita mereka, dan formulir untuk menemani kiriman mereka. CEO dari Multicultural Aged Care, Rosa Colareno, menjelaskan mengapa dibutuhkan toolkit tersebut.
It's needed particularly for older people whose one first language is probably not English, and also as they age, they're probably losing their communication skills in English. And when we're talking about aged care, we're talking about more than 30% of the population who are from diverse cultural linguistic backgrounds. So it's a significant proportion. And so if we're interested in the concept of access and equity to services, then it's really important that there are some procedures and a toolkit which facilitates that.
Colanero mengatakan itu juga dapat membantu keluarga dan pengasuh orang tua dari latar belakang CALT untuk membuat pengajuan atas nama mereka sendiri.
I was talking to someone just last night, and she's looking after her older siblings, and she's got some concerns, and so I encouraged her to come and talk to us and to use the kit to, if not, then make a direct comment to the Royal Commission to be included in some of the collated and collected, stories to be told.
CEO dari FECA, Mary Patetsos, mengatakan sangat penting bahwa Komisi Royal mendengar cerita dari orang-orang tua berlatar belakang CALT tentang pengalaman mereka dengan layanan perawatan lansia.
We're really looking for increased information, confidence about the process, and an increased willingness to participate if you wish to do so. The Commission's done a really good job to capture the voices of older people. We're hoping that we have lots of voices of called older people so that they can tell their story direct. It's one thing for me to tell it, and another for it to be from them.
Hal senada juga diungkapkan oleh Colanero.
They deserve to have quality services, aged care services, just like anyone else, and be empowered to access services that are reflective of and responsive to their cultural needs, and that they're included in the delivery of services, and their needs and interests are included.
Patetsos mengatakan salah satu masalah terbesar yang dihadapi orang tua dari latar belakang CALT di sektor perawatan lanjut usia adalah berhubungan dengan bahasa dan komunikasi.
The other is just the complexity of the system. You know, it's just really hard if you're an able-bodied, English-speaking, you know, educated person to navigate a really complex system. So, you know, older people without the language skills, without the knowledge, without IT capability, really struggle to navigate the system.
Ia mengatakan masalah di sektor perawatan lansia juga tidak terbatas pada pengguna layanan itu saja.
A lot of the workforce, especially the lower end of the workforce, themselves are people of poor background, often new arrivals, take jobs in nursing homes to be carers. So we need to care for them. You know, we need to make sure that they understand what the rules are and responsibilities are as an employee in Australia.
Colaniro mengatakan kendala bahasa dapat menyebabkan dampak yang signifikan terhadap jenis perawatan yang diberikan kepada para lansia berlatar belakang CALT.
We have many examples of where older people from cool backgrounds have been misdiagnosed with dementia, where they didn't have dementia at all. They just didn't understand the tasks that were being asked of them. So that miscommunication, it can be quite severe, because then if they've been diagnosed with dementia, then they're not being given the information and support that that they require.
Komisi Royal menerima masukan dalam bahasa apapun online atau melalui surel, pos atau telepon sampai akhir September 2019.
Nah, itulah tadi sebelumnya laporan dari Bapak Ricky Kusumo tentang rumah-rumah lansia yang berlatar belakang bukan penutur bahasa Inggris.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.